Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in the Keene, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. While there's still a lot of talk about the state budget, even though one is in place now, the House and Senate both passed one at the end of last year. The governor signed it, but he saw fit to blue pencil quite a few things out of it, and I understand that there is an ongoing effort to make this right. What's going on here?
Well, from the budget that we passed, the governor had line item vetoed several items that I think were critical for a number of programs that are beneficial across the Commonwealth. Basically, the governor line item vetoed $6 billion in funding for these programs, one of them being $5 million for critical access hospitals, of which we have one of those hospitals here in our area with Cole Memorial and Countersport. You know, this funding is vital for these facilities. It's vital for continuing to be able to provide funding for the operation of our hospitals. And I've co-sponsored legislation with my colleague, Representative Baker from Tioga County, to provide the $5.7 million that the governor vetoed. So my hope is that we can get this bill back to the governor's desk and he'll do the right thing and provide this funding for the hospitals. In addition, I'm currently drafting legislation to restore funding for a number of agriculture-related programs and plan to talk more about that next week. But it's important for us to get this funding reinstated, and my hope is that the governor will see fit to release the hostages and let this funding go out to these agencies.
Also, there's been a lot of talk about tax fairness. Of course, Pennsylvania uses property taxation a lot, and sometimes property owners feel like they don't get treated equally. What's going on here? I know you have some legislation in the works on this.
Well, land tax fairness is a big issue, not only in our district, but throughout the state, with state agencies owning more and more land, taking that land off the tax rolls and shrinking the local tax base in counties such as ours. This really puts local governments and school districts in a tight squeeze because they have nowhere else to go to balance their budget but on the backs of private property owners. And that's exactly why I've sponsored two pieces of legislation to address this issue. House Bill 344 would increase the payment in lieu of taxes on state-owned forest and game lands from the current $3.60 per acre to $6 per acre, and then divide that equally amongst the municipalities. It may seem like a small amount of money, but with the thousands of acres that we have in our area, it would help our municipalities, our school districts, and our counties a great deal. In addition, I've sponsored House Bill 343, which calls for 20% of the total revenue collected from the sale of timber, oil, and natural gas on state-owned lands to be deposited into a restricted fund for disbursement back to local governments proportionally based on where the acres of state land are throughout the state. So both of these bills would help a great deal, and we have a very strong coalition who continues to work to build bipartisan support for the legislation. It's something that rural counties like ours greatly need, and the bills are awaiting consideration in the House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee.
Also, I understand that an important program that seniors depend on in Pennsylvania now has applications available.
This is the 2015 Property Tax Rent Rebate Program, and the applications just became available. It's a program that helps senior citizens with their property tax burden. It will provide a rebate of up to $650 back to senior citizens based on their rent or property taxes paid in 2015. The program is funded by the Pennsylvania Lottery, and I do want to stress that there's no need to pay a private company to complete an application to benefit from this program. My offices have the applications, and we would be glad to complete the applications free of charge.
Also, Pennsylvania has many veterans who are residents, and I understand that you have assistance available at your district offices for veterans on a pretty regular basis. What's going on here?
I'm pleased to be able to provide assistance for our local veterans at my district offices, and I have numerous times where representatives from the American Legion and the Veterans of Foreign Wars come to my offices in Keene, Bradford, and Countersport to be able to assist veterans. The next time will be Thursday, February 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the office in Countersport. And then after that, Monday, February 1st from 1 to 3 p.m. at the office in Keene. So would certainly encourage veterans to contact my offices to get the details of these appointment times and come out if you need assistance with one of these veterans' representatives.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.